The Electrician Podcast, powered by Schneider Electric. We're bringing you the electrical industry experts you need to hear to discuss the topics you need to know about.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Electrician's Podcast, powered by Schneider Electric. Today, we're talking about how job management software can benefit people working within the trade. We've got Mike Steckler, who is the CEO of Tradeify. That's a job management software. And we're going to talk about job management software in general and specifically how Tradeify can answer some of these problems. So first of all, I think we should start by talking about the purpose of job management software. It sounds quite intense, doesn't it? And quite specific. But what would you say is job management software, you know, in a nutshell?
Yeah, in a nutshell, it's a way of really managing your business with an app in simplistic terms. And the reason you would do that ultimately is just to get hours of your life back. So what we tend to see, if you're an electrician and you're on the tools all day working, what we tend to see historically is most electricians then get home, they're then having to catch up on paperwork, whether it's sending out quotes, invoices, looking at timesheets, all this type of stuff. And they just spend hours and hours on that. And, you know, job management software really has been brought about to really try and give people time back to enjoy things that they like in life versus doing admin. So it's just a massive admin saving tool.
Yeah, that's important as well. I think there's a thing which is often overlooked. It's called the Peter Principle, which is where, you know, you could be the best electrician in the world. Business could be booming. You know, you could be really good at that. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're qualified to, you know, be the best CEO or the most organized accountant or, you know, the best quota. So I think that's another way where this can come in and, you know, help you. I mean, anyone could do it, but to do it efficiently and to do it, you know, in well-kept time and that sort of stuff, I think, like you say, a lot of people suffer, especially when it's 9 o'clock at night on a Friday and you're up to here in it. So,
yeah. Yeah, I read a horrific stat actually recently, Mike, that was something like, you know, trades businesses are booming in the UK or have been in the last sort of year or so, in spite of everything. But 50% of them are still unprofitable. And a lot of that is exactly what you described. It's not they're not good at their work. They're very good at their work. It's just trying to balance that with actually running the business side of things. And so, yeah, this solves that big problem of, you know, how do you think about pricing for work? How do you think about managing staff? You know, how do you engage with your customers? That stuff takes a lot of time if you're not doing it in an efficient way. So yeah, it's a big opportunity.
Yeah, definitely. So with this job management software, then the idea is to save time and relieve stress. So how much time do you think generally would be wasted in, say, a working day or a working week without this sort of software helping you?
The average that we did a survey a few months ago, which we're refreshing at the moment, but the average was anywhere from 15 to 20 hours a week spent on kind of admin tasks. So you look at that on a day, when you add that up on a daily basis, to some people it didn't sound like it was that much, but actually if you look at that on a daily basis, it's, you know, if you're doing a full-time job already, it's significant. So for electricians, it hovers around 14 hours a week. So it's a pretty big number. Yeah.
I can imagine a couple of hours a day, and especially being self-employed, generally you're doing bits and bobs on the weekend. You might not be on the tools, but you certainly have the laptop out or phone calls and emails and stuff. So I can see, you know, where that sort of number comes from, to be fair. Okay. So with saying that, then what are the sort of things that it would help you save time with, specifically? Obviously we've spoke about it generally, but, you know, I don't know, is there like, this could save you an hour, that could save you an hour? Is there some specific sort of examples?
Yeah, the biggest ones, there's sort of really four buckets that I think about. The first one is around communication. So you think about the level of, you know, phone calls, text messages, WhatsApp that people are doing between not just customers, but also staff. Using a job management software can automate a lot of that. I'll give you a sort of one simplistic example. So you send the customer a quote. You know, in the old days, someone would give someone a quote, they then ring them, or they maybe didn't ring them to see if they were going to win the work. Actually, most job management software sends a kind of automatic reminder and also lets you know once the customer's accepted the quote online. So again, it reduces that level of backwards and forwards with phone calls, text messages, trying to get hold of the customer. Similarly, there's other simple things like think about staff. If you've got staff on your books and you're looking to allocate someone some work, you know, there's a maps feature in most job management softwares. You can see where someone is and actually allocate the most appropriate person, especially if you have a back office person in, you know, in the office running the teams, they can actually allocate the person who's nearest to the job, just that type of stuff. There's a lot of tradespeople in the UK that spend an inordinate amount of time, especially in big cities like London, you know, traveling between jobs and not really doing that in an efficient way where they're getting paid. And so actually being smarter about thinking about where you send the appropriate person to work is another big, big time saving. So that's kind of the first bucket, is this whole idea of communication. So just removing the constant texts and back and forwards. If you're running late for a job, you know, again, the job management software can send automatic reminders to the customer to say, hey, we're running late, our ETA is X, and those types of things. So I think there's a big saving there. The other one I've sort of touched on a bit is really how you manage the jobs. So there are some things that I think make a really big difference. So even how you take pictures of the work that you're doing, things like job service reports are very common now, which has, you know, individual listings of pricing for suppliers that you're using, timesheets for your workers. So if you do have a customer who says that, I really want to understand this quote or understand how the price has changed, again, capturing all that stuff in an app and then being able to share that very easily is actually quite a big win. The other thing we sometimes hear is that, you know, actually even taking pictures of the work and attaching that to the job in the software is a really beneficial way to not just show progress, but also if a customer queries work and says, oh, something was left broken or wasn't working, you've got evidence of, you know, the work that took place, which is quite a powerful tool for many trades companies. And then the final two areas I sort of put together is really about getting paid. I think one of the biggest challenges that we see in the trades is that, you know, people aren't always that great at chasing for payment and don't enjoy that. And you often have this gap, which has actually been exacerbated if you think about COVID and the supply chains and the cost of goods. So the need to get paid on time and earlier is really, really important. So again, if you've sent an invoice with a job management software, it automatically reminds the customer and chases them for payment on your behalf. And again, keeps updating. So, and then using digital tools like Stripe within job management software or other payment mechanisms to collect that payment earlier just enables better cash flow. And that's the thing that really I think is killing lots of trades businesses, is just the inability to collect money on time, frankly.
Okay, yeah, well, there's a lot to unpack there, I think. But initially what I liked the sound of was you were saying about the map and stuff like that and how it's good to just the planning and stuff. But I can also imagine if you're, like you use London as an example, if you're trying to work reactively, that can also really help you in sort of real-time situations, I suppose, because you can see where people are, even if they're en route, you wanted to divert them and stuff like that. Or if I suppose if you had multiple trades, if you're looking at a business, a larger business, where you've got a sort of a HQ set up and then a few vans out on the go, you could have a situation where a tool's on one van and not the other, and one's on route to one job, and you could easily just hit, you know, little situations like that, which would normally be stressful, time consuming, and you could just imagine logging on and just, do you know what I mean, sorting that out quite easily. So that, I like the sound of that, and getting paid as well. If you can, a lot of the time, I think people either don't have time or, like you say, they don't like doing it. So if you can automate that in a way where everyone's comfortable, I think both sending and receiving an automated sort of prompt is a little bit more easier to take than, you know, maybe ringing someone up and saying, where's my money? Or, you know what I mean? So I can appreciate that as well is a real big deal, especially for, you know, one man bands and people like that, where cash flow initially can be a problem. You know, you want to be keeping that ticking over. So that's good. I mean, there's loads of benefits to it when you actually start looking at it as a whole, isn't there? But
and it really depends what we tend to see, I think, for most people that first come into job management software is trying to figure out the reason they've come in. And it's usually they want a better tool to quote and invoice with, potentially. They want a better tool to manage their workforce and collect timesheets. And then they start to become comfortable with the other parts of the features, like adding payments or things like that. So it doesn't have to be, I don't think you have to adopt a job management software and use all the features at once. I think you can build that over time. Usually someone has a piece of friction within their business, which is causing them the most pain. And that's usually the reason they start to look for a job management software that solves that problem initially.
No, I can imagine. And then as you, I guess it's probably quite overwhelming as well. If you, yes. you know, adopt a software and it's like, wow, you know, I sort of want it to do this one thing, but it can do, you know. So I guess it's something that you sort of grow with over time. And, you know, there might be a feature that you never use, but there, I'm sure if you, you know, you'd slowly start adopting all the different features and functionalities over time. I, for one, speaking from experience, was a little bit, it sounds bad, but it's really not, overwhelmed with just how much it can do. And, you know, the, you know, also it's breaking habits as well. A lot of this software is going to be breaking habits, bad habits as well, probably. But where you're used to doing things in certain ways, probably, you know, inefficiently and incorrectly, where this software is going to come along, you're going to have to sort of, yeah, change the way you work. But I think, you know, ultimately it'll be for the better. That will lead us nicely on to trends in the industry then. So we're speaking about these, you know, the things the software can help us with. But what trends are you sort of seeing with that then? Like, you must, being a, you know, developing software yourself, you must see trends and problems and obviously try and counter them or work proactively to sort of help solve these problems. So what trends have you seen in your experience?
There's a few things that we've seen more recently coming on. One that I would start with is, you know, suppliers. It'd be remiss of me not to talk about suppliers and price increases. So being able to be more fluid in how you manage that. So I think one of the mistakes that, and it's not a mistake, but it's just the way things have been done previously. A lot of trade companies don't price their business correctly. And that's often what leads to, whether it's charge out rates or any of those things. And that often leads to them being unprofitable. If you then layer in this kind of supply chain challenge and prices fluctuating, sometimes actually on a daily basis, depending on the trade you're in, the software can allow you to update that more seamlessly and make sure that when you're pricing, you're setting the right price out there versus sending a quote that's, you know, 20% lower than it should be. That has a huge impact. So in more recent times, that's been a thing that's become more important. And also how you then potentially invoice the customer, right? There might be part payment to account for the fact that one of the other things we're seeing is not only are prices going up, but you're having to order stuff way earlier than you would have done previously to ensure that it turns up on time for the job. So again, thinking about how you then invoice the customer and communicate with them using software upfront to say, hey, we're going to need a certain percentage, which will, you know, do part payment on the invoice is quite important. The other things that we, you know, I talked about, I think there has been a shift in consumer expectation around how they interact with trades companies. And what I mean by that, I talked about the kind of, you know, it's almost like an Uber for trades, right? Showing where people are on a map, understanding where your staff are. I think that's becoming more important and becoming a kind of customer expectation around, you know, if they get a quote, they expect to get it on email, they expect it to be electronic. That is continuing. And so, you know, a lot of work we've put into is making those quotes and invoices look even more professional and allow more flexibility there, because that is an important sort of representation of the end trade company. So they're two sort of big things we've seen.
It's a first impression as well sometimes, isn't it? That, you know, that initial quote.
Yeah, a lot of people think of the website and your Facebook business page, all those things are really important because someone will look at that. But actually the interaction, the first interaction they have with you, and you speak to lots of end customers and they'll say, two trades companies came to quote, one left me a bit of paper with, like, you know, a couple of lines with a cost. And the cost was probably in the ballpark, right? It was the right cost. The other person sent me a, you know, line item breakdown of, you know, why it was going to cost a certain amount. And that just...
Logo
and everything else. And they just felt really more positive about that experience. They were much more likely to sign up the first person, even if the first person was 25% more expensive. So I wouldn't underestimate the importance of that professional look and feel that a job management software can provide. And the other big thing I think is around payments. I do think this notion of, you know, invoicing and waiting for long periods of time, you know, an app, on-site payment, all those things are available and just allow for much, much better cash flow management. So I do think that's another trend that we're seeing accelerate. There's definitely been a growth in adoption of generic software across the whole kind of ecosystem of trades in the last year. I think the number I saw in a survey recently was something like 54% growth in kind of software adoption, which would include accounting software and other softwares like Tradeify. So I think there's definitely been a shift. And what we tend to see with trades companies is there is quite a big word of mouth, you know, an electrician's on site, there might be a plumber there, a builder, and they say, oh, what are you using? And then they sort of say, oh, I'm using this product, and they go and test it. And that's where you see this sort of growth coming from. And the other big area, I think there is a need. One of the things we do see, there is still this kind of staff problem with hiring people and staff shortage. So, you know, lots of companies are inundated with work, but actually finding sort of, you know, people coming through the trades as apprentices or other qualified people is proving quite difficult. So that's an area that is, you know, outside of job management software, but is a thing that we're thinking about tackling, because that seems to be a kind of real bottleneck for trades companies to be able to take on more work and really grow their businesses.
Interesting. Interesting to see the sort of, yeah, the common sort of denominators, I suppose. Just going back to what you were saying about the payments and payment in person, I can imagine, that's a big deal, especially, you know, if you're rewiring someone's house, and of course there'll be a large process in getting to that point, and, you know, and a right. quotation and all that sort of stuff. But I can imagine it for something like a call out, or, you know, going around and changing a light bulb or something, you know, it might be quite a reactive job, a phone call, and you divert and go and do it. And yeah, to write an invoice and stuff like that, I can imagine is for that. And also it can almost seem a little bit silly doing all that, you know, just for a £40 sort of call out. So I can imagine the payment in app, that'd be super helpful to just, you know, tap a few buttons on your phone or something, get the payment, and it seems like, you know, more suitable than, oh, I'll send you an invoice and, you know, all this stuff. So
yeah
obviously you will have that afterwards, you'll have some sort of receipt, but the initial sort of paper trail to get there, I can imagine, yeah, that's a great idea.
It's funny you say that, because I think that, you know, what we think of as the more kind of repetitive jobs that you're doing regularly, repetitive is the wrong word, but reoccurring is probably a better way of describing it. You know, within Tradeify, we have something called kits, which allows you to recreate basically the same type of work as a template. And you're exactly right. You know, you can just then drag and drop and create the quote and the invoice almost instantly. And that's the exact reason, because if you're doing a job that's a call out and it might be 1 or 2 hours work, and then you've driven an hour to get there, then you've driven another hour to get back, and then you've spent, you know, however long, even if it's only 30 minutes, trying to do an invoice, right? Pretty quickly, you're starting to...
Yeah, on Word or something, changing the template round. And
making sure it looks good and the price is right. Yeah. So you think about all of that time, you've suddenly got a job that, you know, is unprofitable. You've just lost money on it, ultimately. And so I think those types of recurring jobs, which we see a lot in, especially with electricians that are doing a lot of, you know, estate agent work, they're doing things like, you know, regularly going into those types of buildings and doing the same type of things, whether it is, like you described, changing a light bulb, even in some instances. If you've got that recurring work, then you set that up once, take the effort to set that up once in a job management software, and just saves you a ton of time. It's really, really, really key. And you're right about payment as well.
Yeah, I can imagine loads of examples in the domestic sector of, yeah, you know, just repetitive day in, day out jobs. So that really applies there. I think that's one great example of, you know, how Tradeify specifically can solve a problem. But do you want to dive in more, you know, with specific examples of you know, answers that Tradeify has to questions and problems?
Yeah, I think the... probably the biggest thing is one that I think has been one of our sort of most used features is something called job service reports, which I sort of touched on briefly earlier. And job service reports, the job management part of the software, is really how you manage a job once you've created a job and you're on site, you've got an address, you've got a customer. And that's really where you put everything that relates to that job: photos, the timesheets from the people that are working on the job, all those sort of artifacts are in one place under this job service report. And the reason the job service report is important is if you do have an end customer, it might even be an estate agent, or it might be a domestic home. If they're querying something, you can have a really great breakdown, which you can then decide to show all of it or not all of it. You can hide things, right, depending on who the person is, which can break down line items by cost, your supplier costs, the timesheets, the hours that were worked by the people on site, all those types of things. That's a pretty commonly used feature. And again, it just removes a lot of the effort if someone starts to query pricing or pricing has to change or any of those areas. So that's one. I talked about photos. I think photos is something that's becoming more and more important. We actually think that as you're taking pictures which are associated with the job, often used as evidence for work and also to price, potentially if you're doing a quote. The other thing the pictures are is they're a great way for you to actually market your company. So you know, one of the things we're looking at is actually just using those pictures to then integrate directly into your website, directly into, you know, if you're using Instagram or YouTube or other channels to promote the business. Again, that's an underutilized opportunity, we think, in the trades, actually, to sort of...
I suppose, because a lot of people may forget to take photos, for the purpose of taking photos. But if they're taking them, you know, to fulfill certain duties within the job management software, then they're sort of doing the work unknowingly. And those photos would probably be great for social media or, like you say, the website and stuff. So yeah, that's a great idea of using that content where it might be being underutilized.
Yeah, 100%. The other area we don't refer to it as a CRM, but essentially when a customer gets in touch, they might have come, you know, via word of mouth, via a colleague, they might have come via Rated People or another site like that. They become a kind of identified by a phone number or email address that comes into Tradeify. And again, that then creates, again, it saves that double entry. You think about the old days where you were saving that on a mobile phone or jotting it down on a piece of paper, that email address is saved. So if that customer then, you know, wants a quote, you know, you can directly pull that into the quote and all the information. There's no double entry. Similarly for the job, and everything gets associated back to that original kind of contact. That's another important feature which we see pretty heavy utilization of. I've already talked about quote and invoice reminder. I do think that's two of the things that just... When I think about the level of, if you look at the level of phone calls that would historically happen within a trades company, both their own staff, but also to customers, it's really, really significant. So you're sort of solving a professionalization kind of problem, looking great in front of customers, saving the backwards and forwards and automating that so you don't actually have to pick the phone up, and then also getting paid quicker. I mean, ultimately, the other main reason for doing this is, you know, once you've created a quote, stuff sometimes changes on a job, but you can, again, very easily add those line items from within the job management part of the software and then create an invoice from that, which, again, saves tons of time. But more importantly, you just get paid faster because that invoice is, you know, auto-generated and sent directly to that customer.
Yeah, brilliant. I can also imagine you say about the amount of phone calls, but also the amount of phone calls that get missed because you're on other phone calls or, you know, you're just completely stacked. So yeah, again, another dual sort of thing. It just by having it automated, whether you're doing it and it's a problem or you're not doing it and it's a problem, I think the automation just is brilliant, because I guess while you could be sleeping, you know, with all your free time, right, having a lie-in and it's still sending these emails.
Well, all trades companies, they all have good intentions, right? Everyone has good intentions to do this stuff. But I think the problem is, I often hear that the phrase they'll use is, I just say yes too often. And the software sort of allows you to, you know, you have one of the other most important features I didn't mention, but is the scheduler. So, you know, you have a calendar that shows where you're, you know, if you're a sole trader, then obviously it's just you. But if you have a workforce, you can see where they're supposed to be. You can see all the work for the whole week. And that means if you do get an inquiry, instead of saying, oh yeah, I could probably do Thursday, you can see in the schedule, and it sounds really silly and obvious, but you can see in the schedule straight away, well, no, I can't do Thursday.
Computer says no.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So it's a really good, it helps remove some of those issues that you see historically about saying yes to work and then realizing, and even with a map, looking at the map, you can just see, hey, there's no way I'm going to get from Walthamstow to Shepherd's Bush. It's not going to happen. So why would we agree to that work if you do work in a, you know, broader part of a region?
Yeah. Going back to one of the first points you made about the tracking the progress of the job and all that sort of stuff for the benefit of the customer, I could also imagine in a larger company, going back to the example of the HQ and the several working vans and stuff, that could be used in HR situations as well. I'm sure if there was a dispute over time or even over, you know, two employees disputing over something, you know, this tool was on this van or that van, or, you know, the customer wasn't in, all this stuff, it can be documented. You know, I can imagine a CEO of a company with, like, you know, for instance, Pimlico Plumbers, he doesn't want to be getting the phone call that he could, you know, someone could get into someone's house or something like that. But if someone could update that, couldn't they, on the job management software, and then it could be reviewed at a later, oh, that job didn't get done because, look, they couldn't get in, and they've sent a photo of, you know, the door locked. And I guess there's a whole nother level of it with it just using it in-house, you know, rather than in customer-facing sort of situations. So, yeah, hard for a one-man band to relate to, but I work for quite a large company, and, yeah, I can imagine situations like that would be a lot easier if stuff was documented and looked after in a you know, program like Tradify.
Yeah, it removes all the debate, to be honest. I mean, that's the most important. I mean, you've touched on that example. I think that's a really good example. There is definitely a workforce sort of timesheet management and all those things example. But also, I think where there are queries from customers, to your point, like we couldn't get into the property, there's evidence of that, you know, versus sometimes people say, oh, we were there, well, you know, you didn't knock the doorbell or, you know, it's like, no, we did. And it's actually quite powerful because, again, a lot of this stuff isn't bad intentions. People just forget and assume. And I think this is the great thing about software is it does, you know, you said computer says no, but it's really true. It just gives you a physical record that can be used, you know, positively or sometimes negatively.
It's like an independent adjudicator, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's easy because the other thing about job management software, you know, one of the things that we, you know, my personal belief and the company belief is that in the future, you want the office to be entirely mobile for trades companies. So that by the time they get back to the office, they don't need to, you know, your example, which is amusing, of sort of going onto a desktop and trying to create a Word doc of an invoice. Yeah, most of the work can be done, right? The sort of inherent benefits of a mobile device, you know, being able to take photos, record that, upload that into an app, it's all there and available, right? And so you should really, that's how we think about, you know, where the future lies. So that by the time you get back to an office, you don't really need an office. You get home, the work's done, the invoice has been sent, the reminder's been sent, you know, any documentation's been uploaded, pictures are there, everything associated with the work. So I think that is really how the industry will change in the future.
Yeah, brilliant. So we probably covered certain, you know, this next question sort of briefly, but specifically with me being an electrician, you guys obviously catering for electricians. If an electrician walked into the room now and said, why should I use this software? What would be your three points you would make?
Oh, number one would be just getting your life back. I mean, it sounds glib, but it's true. Just the amount of time you will save to, you know, do the things in life, whether that's grow your business more or just spend time with family and friends and do other stuff. That would be number one. Number two would be a better customer experience. I do think that's an important part of this, that you give a better customer experience, you will get more repeatable work and more recurring customers. And I think for all trades businesses, finding customers that will use you regularly is really, really important. I think job management software makes that process easier to do that. And then the third one, I mean, look, Tradify was built by an electrical engineer. There's a reason why we have lots and lots of, you know, thousands of electricians use our products. Partly
because
he was the founder, and that's what he did. And he built the product out of frustration of doing Word docs and, you know, spreadsheets and phone calls. So that's kind of how Tradify came about. One of the features I think we see used a lot, you know, is I talked about job service reports. Another one is the kits thing I refer to. So if you are doing regular work that's, you know, recurring and the same, and you might have four or five different pieces of work you do regularly, you can create these kits which have all the supplier costs, the tools you're going to use, general hours, and you can obviously adapt that, but it just allows you to drag and drop and create a quote directly from that. And that's a feature that I think we've seen electricians have really been excited about. But they're probably the three big things I'd call out. But the biggest one is really about time. It's professionalization, but also time management is huge.
No, that's brilliant. And that is the most important thing, I think, is time, whether it's more time to grow your business or more time with your family, more time in bed. I think
I haven't met a tradesperson yet who said to me, I'm short of work.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I have met plenty who said I could do with a few more hours to do other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. This is always the thing. There's not enough hours in the day, I find. And half of that is inefficiencies, I think. And yeah, the other half is not saying no, I think. But yeah, Tradify can help with both of them.
Yeah. It's a combination. Yeah. Yeah.
Brilliant. So I think that's been a good showcase of job management software as a whole, and also Tradify. Being someone who's used Tradify, I know, and subscribed and all that sort of stuff, I know you guys always have a promotion on. Is there one running at the minute? I hope there is.
We always have a promotion. But we do have promotions. Yes, we do. And appreciate you being a customer. For Schneider Electric, if you log into the Schneider Electric app we are going to currently run, so if you log in you will see the opportunity for a Tradify promo code, which is SE50, which will give you 50% off for 3 months. So that's 50% off for 3 months. So yeah, that's our current offer if you log in via Schneider Electric.
No worry. And there's a free trial as well, isn't there?
Yeah, so standard 2-week free trial, 14 days free trial to play around with the product, do what you like with it and see if it works. We have a team. One of the other things, I mean, you referenced this earlier, it's not always easy for people to break habits. And so we've actually sort of appreciated that. So unlike a lot of software you might see or apps, you download it, you pay for it and try and use it. And if you can use it, great. If you can't, you get sort of frustrated and maybe try and get hold of a help desk. We have a dedicated team that you can speak to. You can reach them on 0800 088 5611 or email hello@tradifyhq.com. And we've got a chat bot. So that's just really, I think if people are a bit intimidated, which I think it's fair enough to be by software, you can just chat to one of the team and they'll walk you through that, do a demo.
I can directly relate to that. When I first onboarded the software and started using it, it was, like I said, a little bit overwhelming, not in a bad way. That can sound quite, you know, I don't want it to sound bad, but it's just there's a lot going on, like you say, breaking habits. But I jumped on with someone and they showed me the user interface so quickly. I understood the different sections and stuff like that. Showed me how to do a few specific tasks and then just pointed me in the right direction for, you know, any other features, which I said at the time, you know, I'll take a look at it, but I'm focusing on these things at the minute. And they would said, yeah, no worries, come back though and we'll show you all of this other stuff. If if your business, because obviously some stuff doesn't fit smaller businesses, some stuff doesn't fit larger businesses. So again, you know, they were like, if the business changes and you need to adapt the way you use the software, then yeah, come back. And yeah, it was done with a screen share. So I could see, you know, someone who knows the software inside out showing me how it all works. And that was a massive help to just understanding it and get me going. And yeah, using it for those 2 weeks sort of no strings attached was nice to, like you say, see how it works, try and break some habits. And then, yeah, months later, a lot more automated. So, yeah, it's yeah, I can speak from experience. It's great software and it saves me a lot of time. I think, have you got anything else to say regarding job management software, Tradefy, anything like that?
No, I just think, look, if you're on pen and paper, you know, time to get off of it. Use job management software. You know, I would say that as a CEO of a job management software, but you know, it doesn't have to be Tradefy. There's lots of great tools out there, but you know, just do a trial, you know, give us a call, get someone to walk you through it, speak to other people you work with who have used it before, and I would get on it as quickly as possible. And I think once you're over that sort of learning curve, you won't look back. Just you'll wonder what you were doing before. Just save a ton of time.
Definitely. Well, thank you very much for your time, Mike. It's been great speaking to you about Tradefy and job management software. Guys, you can check out Tradefy on all of the links that Mike mentioned, but there will also be a load of links in the show notes and stuff like that.
Just to add, because I mentioned logging into Schneider earlier, if you just register as an electrician at My Schneider, you'll access all those special offers.
Yeah, smashing. Yeah, My Schneider. There's also an app. So yeah, check that out too. Thanks for listening, guys. And cheers for your time, Mike.
No, my pleasure. Thanks, Mike. Great speaking to you.
Thanks for listening. If you are enjoying this show, please leave a review. Hit subscribe and stay tuned for more episodes.